Welcome back. You're listening to the Grumpy Gays here on Joy 94.9. It just doesn't get worse than this. Now, going back to the songs that we're playing tonight, and I did mention earlier that the listeners really should be checking out the videos. So I went to check out the video last night, and I had to ask you.
I was disgusted. I was absolutely... You call yourself a gay man. How dare you ask me what version of On My Own from Les Miserables I would be playing? Who else would it be other than Elaine?
Elaine Page. Well, yeah, you know, I'm being a traditionalist myself, I would have gone with the original cast recording, which of course features our very own Debbie Byrne. See, now you're getting me into a discussion about show tunes. Don't you be questioning my gayness. And also, I then went and had a look at the video for Elaine Page doing this version of On My Own. And I got to say, this is a bit of a warning to you, Mrs. Grey. Never do that to a gay man. Seriously, it's a dangerous thing. It was only one more wine until the leotard came out and I was caught in a show tunes
high
loop.
Kicking and with your feather boa going around.
Oh my God, yes. There were canes, there were bowler hats. I'm surprised I'm even alive here to do the show tonight.
I will never do that to you again. So you never ask when I'm picking a show tune who will be singing it, because I don't care that you say Debbie Byrne was in the original cast. I'm sorry. Elaine was probably in the original cast. Thank you very much.
Our city, with its special landmarks, its certain style, the Melbourne we love. It's lively, it's vibrant, and it's growing
Melbourne.
Fast.
She's that member of the family that is always referred to as very unlucky in love. She may be the wallflower, but that doesn't mean she's quiet. Quite the opposite, in fact. And that leads me to my shit me of the week. It is a bit of an odd one, this one, given the circumstances, but I'm going to go there anyway because it's been annoying me for quite some time now. Look, all cities, I suppose I'm being a little bit unfair singling out Melbourne out of the class to point the finger at her for this bad behaviour, because I think all big cities around the world are generally, by their very nature,
well, you lived
quite noisy.
In London for how many years, Matt? How quiet is London?
Oh, did you know that I lived in London? Have I mentioned that before?
Oh, just every time we talk.
Yeah, well, she's a bit of a noisy old bitch. Look, when I did live over there, I must say there were some sounds about Miss Melbourne that I really did miss. And, you know, like I always like to start off with the good. And one of those is being away from the city so long. One of the noises I really did realise I missed when I got back was the trams. So I always try to find a place to live on a tram line. So there's a tram going backwards and forwards out the front, because I really like that gliding sound of the tram. I love the sound of the bells ringing. Just a very Melbourne sound. That and a coffee machine making a cappuccino. And I'm going to say, like, are there any sounds from the River City that you missed? Like the chirping of cane toads in the evening or something like that?
No.
Or, you know, the pop as you drive over the cane toads?
No.
No? Okay, I'll move on from that then. But recently, I've been struggling with the fact that she's actually become a bit of a noisy old cow. Now, I reckon the reason for this is being isolated here in Bunker Grey. I am in an apartment block. This city has embraced apartment living probably like nowhere else in the country. And that's fine, but despite the self-isolation, we are still all kind of within close proximity to each other, because you've got somebody living on the left of you, you've got somebody living on the right of you, you've got somebody living upstairs, you've got somebody living downstairs. And I've had a bit of an issue recently with one of my neighbours who has decided to take advantage of his lockdown situation, and rather than being diligent and doing his day job during the day, he's decided to play Finnish death metal on repeat. Thank you. And we're talking at ear bleeding pain threshold level. And I've got to say, the problem with Finnish death metal is that, unlike the name would suggest, it doesn't finish. So what have I done to actually fight my corner in this little battle? Because let's face it, we have gone into battle in the last couple of days. So I decided it was time for a playoff. So I decided I was going to play endless amounts of Stock Aitken and Waterman mega mixes. And these things are marathons. They go for at least 2.5 hours per mega mix. So there we were. It was a playoff. And I said to him, I up your impaled Nazarene with a double Jason Donovan, mate. It's going to be death by Malin Kim or otherwise. And you know what? I actually did have to look up an example of the name of a Finnish death metal band. And impaled Nazarene actually does exist. And interestingly enough, the only website I could find which would list Finnish death metal bands was called the Toilet of Hell.
Which is what you're currently in.
Exactly. I tell you, I've been in a few of those in my life. Yeah, we're yet to actually have a victor in this battle, but I think the Sonia and the Rick Astley are gradually wearing him down. So we'll see how that goes.
And stay tuned, Grumsters, because we all know what next week's grumpy music theme is going to be, and it's not Finnish death metal.
No, not yet. Anyway, I'm yet to find a good impaled Nazarene song to play on this show, but I'll find one. And there's also, to the person living upstairs as well, who has decided to spend all of their days in isolation doing step aerobics, the 80s called and they want their step back.
Well, I've got one for you, Mr. Grey, in Bunker Grey household number 2 here, is we have a high population of Australians who were born in other countries in our neighbourhood. And so one of them has taken to, on a daily basis, once again, instead of doing their day job, to playing traditional Indian music.
So it's like living in a Bollywood movie.
Exactly. It's downtown Little Calcutta here at the moment, people.
Right. Okay. So what are you going to go into battle with to actually counter
that? Well, no, I went through a stage many a year ago, similar to Finnish death metal, but it had a German bent to it.
Oh, dear.
So I'll take your Finnish death metal and up it with German death metal, and let's see who wins on that front.
But they're very similar, aren't they?
I believe
it's just two different types of death metal.
This is true.
Which one's deadlier?
Well, I'm going with German.
Anyway, well, it takes me back to a time where I've actually been guilty of this myself. We were living in a London apartment block, and those things are kind of old and rickety and whatever. And this thing was built around what I thought was a light well, but actually found out one evening after we'd come home from a club and I'd had a few lemonades and I'd only just met my ex-partner and we were well up for it, that it was more of a sound well than a light well. And probably about 15 minutes into it, the whole apartment block bandied together and leant out the window and told us to give it a rest, basically.
I think you've embellished that story, Mr. Grey. 15 minutes? Really? Really?
Oh. I was on my third go by then. Come on. Anyway, so yeah, you've got to be very careful in these apartment environments. But I do remember before all this shit went down that Melbourne's retail district used to be a very, very noisy place. You'd go down there and look for every... another caveat. Swanston Street recently, in my opinion, has some amazing buskers. It's almost become the Melbourne equivalent of Barcelona's Las Ramblas. But for every...
Now say that
good,
again three times quickly.
Barcelona's equivalent of Las Ramblas. I think my Spanish is very good. Anyway, so for every good busker, there used to be an absolute shocker. No, actually, for every good busker, there's been three or four absolute shockers. And they're kind of crammed in down Swanston Street, right? So you don't get any reprieve from it. So the good guy just kind of disappears into this cacophony of caterwailing that's coming from everybody else. But I do remember, I had some really sort of stick out in my mind, and there was one a couple of years ago. It was a gentleman,
And he was of an age that was well above what I am. So we're talking, you know, in your late 60s, if he was a day. And on his ghetto blaster, say that three times, probably finish death metal at ear bleeding level. And strip. Literally strip down to a G-string. While there were, you know, mothers and small children going by. And this went on for a very long time. But then you've also got the sort of people who play gospel songs.
Or this is true.
Play very loud religious music and clutter up the pavement doing liturgical dance in front of you.
And so you'd know all about that, Mr. Gray.
Oh, did I not tell you about the liturgical dance-a-thon that I did for 48 hours? Honestly, I did a hamstring. It's an old liturgical dance injury.
Well, let's face it, we knew it wasn't an injury from the stairwell in London.
No, exactly. So that combined with the caterwailing bad buskers, combined with the stripping octogenarians, you then also had down Swanson Street shops with names such as Aladdin's Den or Two for the Price of One, that sort of thing. And they used to have spruikers out the front on the street with microphones. And they used to yell down the microphone, you know, hey, you can get a six-pack of Crocs for $2.99, all that sort of thing. And I used to think to myself, oh, Melbourne, really? Have some standards. Have some class. What do you think? Actually, Helen, I've got to ask you a question because you live in the shadow of Skyrail, that infamous not in my backyard fodder project. Have you noticed that there's any noise pollution coming from that little project?
Absolutely none. And this is really interesting. You say about noise pollution. Well, you know, one man's noise pollution is another man's gospel stripping soundtrack of his life. I don't know. But I think we certainly don't experience any noise pollution from the trains. And when I lived in Brisbane, we lived above a very popular bar. And I love that sound of the city. I love hearing a city being alive and vibrant and in love, so to speak, given that, you know, Miss Melbourne's always referred to as the cousin that's very unlucky in love.
Well, yes, look, I'm happy to have that sort of noise pollution if there's a certain level of skill and standard to it.
Agreed, agreed.
Anyway, report card time. Are we ready?
Absolutely.
Okay. On a positive note, your son is very skilled in terribly disrupting his class, not only in English, but in perfect French.
Just not Spanish.
And that was obviously by my French teacher, who, can I just mention, wore something around her neck called an ankh. And when we asked her what the definition of an ankh is, she said, it's the symbol of eternal struggle.
Well, with you in her French class, it obviously was.
Exactly.
Miss Melbourne, we need to talk. Now, the next song is your choice for our trial separation. And it's none other than Celine Dion with All By Myself.